In his Cairo address, President Obama pledged to support governments that protect the rights of people to speak their minds and have a say in how they are governed, that respect the rule of law and equal administration of justice, that are transparent and do not steal from the people.
America respects the right of all peaceful and law-abiding voices to be heard around the world, even if we disagree with them. And we will welcome all elected peaceful governments, provided they govern with respect for all their people.
The biggest challenge that Obama administration faces in keeping that promise is finding a way to involve all Islamist movements in the process, according to Reza Aslan. The University of California Associate Professor of Religion spoke at a recent conference sponsored by the Center for the Study of Islam and Democracy. Aslan said, Washington has traditionally supported autocratic regimes in the belief that, without them, anti-West Islamist groups, such as the Muslim Brotherhood movement, will come to power. But in the professor's view, a respect for a people's right to select their own rulers is more important.
All of this has to be in as part of this larger process, as I say, of trying to give Muslims in that region not just a voice in the political process, but give them an opportunity to actually decide for themselves who it is that they want to lead them.
Aslan said President Obama must recognize that many of the Islamist groups whose policies and tactics the U.S. opposes are often the most dynamic political groups in the region. And he notes, political participation has the power to moderate radical tendencies and take away the appeal of extremist ideologies. Tariq Ramadan, a professor of contemporary Islamic studies at Oxford University, agrees. He says, the only criterion for engaging the Islamists should be that they denounce violence as a political weapon and adhere to democratic rules.
You may agree or not with Islamist trends, as long as they are against violence and they are playing the political game, we have to talk to them. There is no way to say you are a good Muslim because you are supporting me, you are a bad Muslim because you are resisting me.
Professor Ramadan says the real test for President Obama's support for democracy will be in Egypt. There, Ramadan says, he has to pressure the Mubarak regime to open the political arena and stop using constitutional amendments to stifle real political competition. Public opinion surveys and focus groups in the Muslim world show a recurring sense that the United States puts forward liberal ideas of democracy, but then ignores them by supporting undemocratic regimes in the Muslim world. Stephen Kull, director of the Program on International Policy Attitudes, says that's creating the feeling that the United States does not trust Muslims with democracy.
There is a perception that the U.S. does not really want democracy in the Muslim world because they're afraid of what might come out of that, in particular that Islamist parties might prevail. So that is a key choice point that the U.S. has to make. Is the U.S. going to show more trust for the Muslim people in terms of the choices that they may make in a democratic process?
Kull recommends that the Obama administration should change its stance towards nonviolent moderate Islamist parties. Radwan Masmoudi, president of the Center for the Study of Islam and Democracy, agrees with that approach. He says that as President Obama broadens the dialogue to include civil societies and the concerns of the common citizens, he will realize how U.S. policy needs to change. But he stresses that continued U.S. support for democracy in the Muslim world is a key requisite to improving relations.
There was a little bit of a delay, but I think in the last 4 or 5 months we have seen renewed emphasis being put again on improving relations with the Muslim world, on dialogue, and on implementing the promises of the Cairo speech.
Masmoudi notes that President Obama spent his first year in office focused on battling the economic crisis and reforming health care. It's unrealistic, he says, to expect him to have delivered on most of his promises less than a year after his inspirational address to the Muslim world. For VOA, this is Mohammed Shinawi in Washington.